In this week's parasha, we have the brachas of Bilam. One of the brachas is Matovu Alecha Yaakov, and Yedua that Chazal had a tzad to be Kaveh Matovu Alecha in davening. In davening, kilu, that's a very honorable mention for Bilam. His bracha is going to be part of the Seder HaTfila. Chazal were Machlet Natu, Atircha, the Tzibura. But we see from the brachas of Bilam, the brach of Matov Alecha is something which is very, very miyuchat. This was the mile of Klal Yisrael that Bilam says out that, and we want to repeat it over, that Bilam saw this mile. Chazal tell us that all the brachas were not mekuyim basoif. Klal Yisrael were choyte. We lost the brachas. One bracha continues, which is Matovu Alecha Yankiv. It's going on the Bote Knesios, Bote Medrashos. And there's somewhat, at least for myself, it's Omer Darsheni. What is unique of the Matovu Alecha Yankiv? What are we talking about? The Gemara in Barashat Daf Samech brings down Vayar Bilam. Vayar Bilam, one second, it says that Bilam sees Klal Yisrael as Shoichin L'Shvotov. Bilam is saying, Vayar is Yisrael Shoichin L'Shvotov. And from here, says the Gemara, we learn out the Inyan of Hezekria. These are Nizke Shechinim. They were Shoichin L'Shvotov. Rol Shein Pischeim Mechuvanim Ze Loze. That's their doors weren't open opposite the other. You just can't look into your neighbor, see what's going on by him in the house. From here, we learn out this Inyan that it's not till today. No Hezekriah. Be considerate of your neighbor. Don't look. Make a safeguard that it shouldn't come to such a matziv. Now, here Bilam says, wow, this Klal Yisrael is unbelievable. No Hezekriah. He says, okay, you know, that's a very choshva zach for Klal Yisrael. But we have other inyonim that Bilam is Meshabeach Klal Yisrael. Mi mona ofer yankiv. Rashi tells us, what is the offer? Efer pora. Here we're talking about Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, Tahara of Klal Yisrael. A goy is not even shaykh to the parish of Tumas Meis, let alone to the Tahara. They're mufka, they're like a behema. That's a big mile of Klal Yisrael. It's a ruchnistik a mile. That's a ruchnistik a mile. Offer soite, the Klal Yisrael is nemon one to the other. There's no znus by Klal Yisrael. The other, it's another pasuk. He sees, he says about Klal Yisrael, Hein am kelovi yokum v'chari yis naso. Rashi says they get up like a lion, lach toif es mitzvahs, lilboish tzitzis, likris kriyashma, laniach tfilin. They lo yishkav belailo till they say kriyashma, and that takes care of all the mazikin. They're able to sleep. They're able to sleep without any daigas, no mazikin. Why? The Kriya Shema is going to protect them. Kriya Shema Lamita. You were talking about milas of Klal Yisrael that a goy doesn't have, and how they do it. They do it lachdevus and mitzvahs. We want a chaperayin a mitzvah. We want a chaperayin tzitzis, tefillin, and Kriya Shema. And for some reason, no, we're not going to put Hein Am Kelovi Yokum V'Chariyis Naso. No, that's not coming into davening. Only Matovu Alecha Yankev, where we see their makbid, not to look what's going on in the neighbor, or not to show off what's going by them in Shtub, that other people should see what's going on. Very, very strange. Why Davka Matovu Alecha Yankev? What's so special? There's a maral in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Nuntes. He brings down a chazal. V'hoshiv shvus ohale yankiv. Hoshev Shvus Ole Yankiv. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. It doesn't say Ohole Avraham, Ohole Yitzchok, only Ohole Yankiv. There's something unique, Tafka, that Yaakov has, and it comes together with an Oihel. And this is something we have to be masber. What is this Ohole Yankiv? Yankiv is Ish Tom Yoshev Oholim. What's the connection between Ish Tom Yoshev Oyholim? I'd like to, maybe let's be Magdim. What is the difference between an oil and a Mishkan? So some say that an oil is more Arai and Mishkan is more Kavua, but a Mishkan is still not a bias. We'd like to say maybe a little different. An oil is, we're putting the emphasis on what is protecting. It's separating you from the outside. A Mishkan is talking about the ones that reside in the Oihel. It's a Mishkan, it's a place where we live. An Oihel keeps the outside, and the Mishkan is for the inside. What is unique about Yankiv? The Maral says that from the Milus of Yankiv, he has a Mila Penimus. It's a Mila Penimus. His muhus, his mitzias, is not something that people know about what's going on. His mitzias is not shaykh to the outside world. His mitzias is shaykh to the olam hapnimi, to the olam haruchni. His kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's unique. Avraham Avinu has his avoida, his oil is an oil that's open from all four sides. Yankov Avinu's oil is an oil that's closed. Yitzchok has his avoida. Yaakov's avoida is unique. We know he's there, but he's in the oil. Amayla Pnimis, his kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's learning not as an ish soda that people see him steiging away, that we have a write-up about him. No, he's learning. Why? Because there's an Eibishter in the world. He's learning because that is the emes. I'd like to make maybe a hakdama. How is one zoiche to be from the Yoshvei Oihel? How is one zoiche to have shaykhes to this? We have another gemara, a gemara in Brochus Daf Chof Ches, the Maisus Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that there was a shomer by the Pesach of the Beis Medrash. Now normally we think of a shomer as somebody, looks like a weightlifter, somebody very, very, very large build, very strong, and if you don't belong, he kicks you out. But this shomer over here was unique. This shomer was able to be mavchin, he was able to discern, are you from those that are toichoi kebaroi? If you wanted to learn in that base medrash, Rabbi Gamliel, you had to be toichoi kebaroi. You can't be doing anything. You can't be learning for any outside reasons. It's all coming from your pnimius. Your chitzon and your pnimius is hainu hach. Yankov Avinu is a ish tom. There's no difference between his pnimius and his chitzonius. As a result, he is a yoshev oil. That's his muhus. His avodas Hashem is not dependent on the acknowledgement of other people. This is Yankov Avinu. This is Hoshev Shvus Ohole Yankov. What is the hachona to be zoiche to such a life of Torah? Matovu Olecho Yankov. Ein Pischeim Mechuvonim Zelazeh. They're Klal Yisrael's Metzias is dependent on one thing. It's how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at me? My house is not open to anybody. My house is open for Hachnosis Orchim. but not to show off. My avoida is not that other people should see what I'm doing. When you live with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because that's what's choshev by you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to live by you. Bilam sees the Shechina Shoyre by Klal Yisrael. What's the Tanai that the Shechina should be Shoyre by Maisi Adeichem? When I live with Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Hu says, yes, I also want to be together with you. Emes, Klal Yisrael has many tremendous milas. They have Kriya Shema, they have Tefillin, they have Tzitzis, Efer Pora, the Ofer Seita, many, many mitzvahs. Bilam says, I could also do mitzvahs. He's bringing up Karbonis, but living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, no, that's that Bilam has no shaychus to. This is where he chaps his spilus. Bilam sees Vayar Yisrael Shoychin L'Shvotov. The Rachaim HaKadosh says, what Shoychin L'Shvotov? That each Shevet recognizes and knows their own unique Mila, and I'm not looking to copy anybody else's Mila. I'm focusing on our unique Avoida. This is each Shevet Farzich. He sees Klal Yisrael is an Olam Pnimi. An Olam Pnimi. They live in an Olam Pnimi. The Shechina is Shoyre al Yodam. That's our schus. If our houses look that way, so too our shuls, our Bati Midrashim look that way also. But, Rachmon Litzlan, we live together today in a world when anything, wherever doing something, we're eating out, it has to be posted. Everybody has to know about what I am doing. No, that's not Matevo Alecha Yankiv. That's Shaykh to Bilam. That's not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. Bilam sees this Maila. This is the Mechus of Klal Yisrael. It remains Lenetzach. Shol Bisoyche. To the Shroz Hashchin of Matevo Alecha Yankiv. Okay.